This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Nick Rees. It's been an interesting morning so far, Nick. Speaking with Zoe Daniels, new independent member for Goldstein.
It was interesting to hear from Zoe Daniel, obviously going from being a well-known journalist yes. now to being a politician. I myself have been a I am a journalist, and yes. I'm also
even though you appear on Sky, you're still a journalist.
And I am also a politician in the sense that I'm a City of Melbourne councillor, and I can tell you that it's much harder when you are in the hot seat as the politician compared to how it looks as a journalist watching. The pressure is just so much more intense. And I can also say, as a journalist, it's easy to be critical of decisions made by politicians. And what you often miss is that the politicians are making decisions live
yes.
in real time. And it's really much, much harder to make the right decision in real time compared to looking back in retrospect with the benefit of how it's played out in the days ahead compared to, yes, when it's actually happening. So it'll be interesting to see how Zoe goes there.
I think, you know, watching journalists, you know, that are commenting on politics, one in particular on Channel 9 stands out, Andrew, I'm not probing anything. I just, you know, I wonder, everyone has an opinion, and no matter how independent you are as a journalist, your opinions are going to influence what you write and what you say. That's the reality, right? You always have the advantage in these situations doing journalism when you actually deal in the facts. And one of the things Zoe said is, you know, this disinformation that is put out in so many ways, you know, where there's no real reality or fact check on it. And people can say, you know, okay, we can think about, you know, the United Australia Party and others, but, you know, that have delusions of adequacy. But the reality is they say things that are patently not true. And some of these things are really dangerous. So, I think for Zoe, you know, going into Parliament, she's now going to be on the receiving end of a lot of static. They always say, you know, I speak to a lot of politicians, and pretty much I'll paraphrase here: when people come and talk to you, and you know that they're really telling the truth when they tell you they didn't vote for you.
They're the only ones you can believe.
As opposed to, I want a quick question. We've got Sharon on hold. This really quick. It's a quick question. Working with Sally, Nick, how do you actually, you know, split the responsibilities? And I mean, obviously, when Sally's away, you're acting Lord Mayor. But you know, how do you divide up? Is it portfolio based? How does it work?
Well, Sally's the boss. She's yep. the Lord Mayor, and I'm the Deputy Lord Mayor. Look, she has an overarching role as the chief spokesperson and first amongst equals, if you like, amongst councillors. I, as deputy, support her. You know, if there's events that she can't attend, I'll go along in her place. We obviously work really closely together. We ran as a joint ticket macker.
Yes.
For, you know, it's Lord Mayor and Deputy Lord Mayor that stands for office, and so we got elected as a team. We also have portfolios at the City of Melbourne. So I look after the planning portfolio, looking at planning applications, and we do the urban planning of new suburbs like Arden and Macaulay and Fisherman's Bend. And I also have a role in the Treasury and Finance portfolio as well, trying to manage the city's finances. So I focus on those particular areas of responsibility, while Sally's got, you know, the overarching role there of leading the council, with obviously some special projects that she really leads on as well, like the Queen Victoria Market renewal, or the Green Line project to reimagine the North Bank of the Yarra.
Look, I want to thank our guests this morning really, really quickly. Zoe Daniels. Zoe is going to be a regular. She's going to be on once a month. Minister for Equality, Martin Foley. Melbourne Water Diversity and Inclusion Manager, Jill Sears. Professor Sharon Lewin from the Doherty Institute. James Wellesby from Iconic, which is a queer cabaret on at the meat market. Danny Fadul from the Human Rights Law Centre. Simon Ruth from Thorn Harbour Health, also talking about monkeypox. Word for word next, Lisa speaks with Yvonne Sillett, followed by Living in the 70s at 1 p.m. Thank you, Nicholas Rees, for being my co-host. Now, isn't it much more pleasant being on here than with that right-wing nut job, conspiracy theorist, pusball Paul Murray?
I'm going to focus on the positive in that statement, Macca, and say it's been an absolute delight joining you and the gang here at Joy 94.9 FM this morning. It has been so much fun. Thank you so much for having me in the studio.
It'll be a pleasure to have you back again as a co-host. And then I promise you we will talk about Donald Trump, which we've talked, I promised you all those years ago that we would talk about, because you used to commentate on politics.
The orange chimp. We had so much fun talking about him, didn't we?
I used to call him the kidnap chimp. Imagine if a chimp was kidnapped and it knew it was going on. That's what Donald Trump looks like. Thanks, everyone. And remember, we're on air. We don't run on air.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.